This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Tuesday.
We May got three up. More days till Friday.
Working, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
Wow. Jeez, we're coming. It's a Tuesday party.
Yeah, it
is. Crazy.
I'm so excited. It's a beautiful day.
May the 4th be with you.
That's right.
Yep. There's a new, on Disney Plus tonight, there's a new Star Wars animated series, like about clones gone wrong, and I guess they released that on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. You know, just because that seems to be the day to do it. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by National Teacher Day. From Zoom classes to getting ready for in-person classes, teachers have been giving their all in the classroom. A huge thank you to the teachers. They never stop being there for the students. It's been tough. It's hard on parents. It's hard on kids. It's hard on teachers. Teachers had to get it together. And a lot of them really found a way to thrive and to keep the kids happy. So thank you, teachers. National Teacher Day today. Thank a teacher. Talk shows. Everyone's got one. And if they don't have one, they used to have one. And if they don't have one, they might be getting one soon. This was one. I actually think this might work. I find this guy to be a fairly personable dude. He's pretty low key. But he knows how to command an audience. There's no question about it. We watched this particular guy walk out on a stage in his pajamas and sit down on a stool and take 3,000 people to a place they never thought they'd go, which was musical Nirvana. John Mayer. He is, they're looking.
Oh.
John Mayer is who I'm
who
talking
are we
about.
Talking? And when he said Nirvana, I went, oh, Kurt Cobain did do that a few times. But,
no,
you know, he
guy
was a heroin addict. So,
yes.
I don't know what John Mayer's problem is, though. Go on.
So, John Mayer just.
He's charming, man.
He's
I
very,
like that guy.
That's the thing.
I do too.
And he's not all nervy and in your face. And he's just a guy who comes out and goes, here's what we're going to do.
He has a TikTok, too. I watch a lot.
His TikTok is actually huge. He has something like 140 million views on
TikTok. And like
TikTok.
Very, very few videos up there. Like he started it recently, but he's active, but he started it less than a month ago, I think.
Oh, is that
and
so?
It, yeah. Like, and I watched all of them because I was like, you know, I think he posts almost
What's
every day.
What's the hook with him? Is it all music? What is
it? It's all kinds of stuff. It's his thoughts sometimes. Sometimes he's just like talking about some chord and progression or whatever. It's just random stuff. And it's just like conversational. Like it's something that you would talk to your buddy about.
Yeah, he feels easy. And I think that is a huge part of being a decent talk show host is that whatever's coming at you, you need to frame it for the audience and be able to roll with it. And I feel like, okay, well, I've seen them give lots of talk shows to lots of people that I thought, well, you're going to hate that person. I already know that's not for you. And the grind of a daily talk show and everything that goes into it. Because it's just, it gets away from you.
Know,
things get away from you.
I'll tell you something, too. The nitpicking of every single word out of a person's mouth gets worse by the week. Like, you just, are you sure you really want to go put yourself through that? Are you sure?
Yep.
So
yeah.
This is just, so you're saying John
you
Mayer's.
Do?
I'm sorry, what?
Is there something else you can do?
Yeah. So John Mayer is someone that is going to take a talk show. Is that what you're about to tell us?
It's been floating around for a little while. In fact, this isn't even the first time they've tried to get him to do a talk show. So they're going to model it on a show that's part of the BBC's. It's a long running show. It's called Later with Jules Holland. So it would be called Later with John Mayer. And they've pitched it to all different various broadcast, potential partners. He wants to do it once a week. And it would be a series that featured performance segments, interviews. This is John Mayer. If you're a musician, you want to go on John Mayer's show. And so it'll be musicians, artists, other cultural figures. It's a setting designed to look like an after-hours club for musicians, so super fun, and I'm sure he jams with you too. And then they're talking about, so it'd be weekly, and it looks like it's going to be a CBS thing, because they pitched it out there, but they've got that Paramount Plus, which used to be CBS All Access, now it's Paramount Plus, and so they're looking for content to put on there. The plan would be that he'd do these things weekly, and then they'd piece some of the performance parts of them together to do primetime specials with. Later with John Mayer, featuring all these various performances from over the weeks or months.
So he has a I don't want to say carefree, I want to say effortless. He has an effortless ability to perform. He's incredible.
Right.
If he can, and I'm sure someone's probably asked exactly for this, if you can do that effortless music thing you do with other musicians and also do, throw away the standard nighttime talk show and just do musicians hanging out, performing, conversations, jump into a song here and there, it would be excellent.
In your tie-dye sweatpants. Sorry.
Right.
I think that would be, that might actually work. And the thing is, certain people have, first of all, he's a totally known person. And secondly, he's a respected musician. And if the show was based around musicianship, and so these quote unquote interviews really do come off more like a conversation where the other person is asking as many questions of John Mayer as John Mayer is asking of the person. So it reads a little easier, because I watch all the late night shows, and I find it's a very rare interview that I feel like, wow, that was comfortable and easy. Like as a person who does interviews from time to time, less so because now we're on Zoom, they can get uncomfortable really fast. And there's very few people who can really capture that, a conversation that you wish you were a part of, as opposed to just listening to it. So CBS has been chasing John Mayer for years. In 2009, they wanted to do a deal for a series with him. So if this happens, it would mark a big commitment to TV for him. As you know, no one's busy this past year, but I'm sure people are saying, we'd love to have Dead & Company or Just You or whoever come. You should tour. You could make money. And he's been on TV plenty. He used to be on Chappelle's show from time to time.
He was on quite a bit, actually, and he was very good on that. You know, one thing
he didn't
do
a lot. He'd stand around and laugh at what Chappelle was doing.
One thing that happens every time his name comes up, though, is that old Playboy interview he did where he tried to be a comedian and made a statement that I think I understood what he was trying to say, but it came off freaking racist. And, that this environment isn't going to go well for him if he wants to be cutting edge. It's not going to work. So he's got to be able to just chill the F out and just be John Mayer, the music stud and person who it feels effortless with him.
Who does
be that guy
right now is Dave Chappelle. That guy does very questionable material and wins. And that's like they're really close. You know, they were at the Fillmore a bunch. I wish I caught one of those shows where it's Dave Chappelle and John Mayer. I'm sure John Mayer had part to do with the conversation too, not just the musical.
I'm sure. Right. I mean, they're friends. I think that or they must be friends.
Oh, absolutely.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see Chappelle on this show quite a bit. Mm-hmm. If he's, I think the first few shows anybody does, they're probably pretty easy. You call on all your friends and mm-hmm. It's like Chris Kardashian.
Show 279. That's the one.
That's right. The one, like, Vinny. Oh, that is, in God. Fact, the number.
Speaking of which, where's Drew Barrymore's show? Is that still happening?
Still happening.
Oh. You know, someone wrote in and said, Kelly Clarkson is delightful, uplifting talk show. And there's a few that have made it. She's one of them. And she performs as well on her show.
So every show.
Every show.
Yeah, I like Kelly's show. It's called Kellyoke, where she performs instead of doing a monologue. That's what she does. She just does a cover of a song, and they call it Kellyoke, I think.
Yeah,
so,
that's
smart.
And
she monologues the song?
No, she just sings
does
plays
a performance.
So they don't put in special new words where she talks about the news of the day and the framework of another song?
No.
She's not doing improv.
They must have to pay a lot for the right, because you have to pay for publishing rights when you... It's why they don't let anybody sing anything or listen to music on, like, Big Brother or any of those things, because they have to pay to use that song.
Yeah, but she
maybe Kelly works a deal.
She does every show, and some of them are really good. Some of her covers.
She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, Fallon also has that musical aspect where he has, like, you know,
the Roots,
little spinning thing, and then you sing a song or they'll do covers of stuff.
Right.
Oh yeah, that game.
So I wonder if there's
Fallon is he's a charming guy. He is. He gets real awkward in some things too. He gets awkward pretty fast. But he's got some of the games they do are pretty funny. The one where they smash the eggs on their head. I don't know why I love that so much, but
because it's dumb.
It's so dumb. They pick up the egg and shake it, and they're just egg on your face. Anyway, so the long and short of this story is they're near a deal to host later with John Mayer on Paramount Plus. It's a CBS.
I bet it would be very good. Whether or not he wants to take all that on, that's the question, I guess, because he's still
someone
who
enough.
Can go out and tour.
Absolutely.
He doesn't have to.
He does not need this.
Right.
So this morning, I was looking on BuzzFeed and they had these wild and random, music facts, and some of them are pretty good. So I grabbed a couple. The whole list, if you want it, is on BuzzFeed. It's, like 32 or something of them. So here's a couple highlights. Just tell me, have you ever heard this one before? Ed Sheeran slept on Jamie Foxx's couch for 6 weeks, and then he made it big in the music business and moved out of there. Just boom. Jane found him on Jamie Foxx's couch.
Is that right? That's
apparently. He lived for 6 weeks, and then he made it big in the music business. He was like, All right, Jamie. I guess I'm going to leave now. Seems like I found my way.
That's real, huh?
Turns out.
That's so...
I know. So, like, just a totally random... These are... They're all like this. They're all very random. Two of... The most legendary songs that Dolly Parton ever wrote are Jolene. Everybody knows Jolene. And I Will Always Love You, which is a Whitney Houston song that, of course, Dolly performed as well. She wrote both those songs same day.
Oh, wow.
Like, it seems impossible.
Have you heard Miley Cyrus's cover of Jolene?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Miley's incredible. Actually.
Don't you think, though, if you wrote Jolene, you'd be like, well, that's it for the day.
Like, unless you're just unless it's coming through you. And you know what? When I hear those stories about artists, and this dates back to Bob Dylan and most artists up through, they will talk about how certain things came through them as if there were divine intervention. Like, it was just happening.
It came out whole.
And they don't feel like they were part of it. They were just a vessel.
I was
letting
the conduit.
It flow through them. Conduit, sorry. Whatever the word is, must be an incredible feeling.
Yeah.
I've never had it.
To write Jolene and I Will Always Love You on the same day is just... I thought, well, that one I'm going to include.
Yeah, she wrote four songs for Human's movie, too. Can't wait to see that.
Oh, my God. Someday we'll see it. We will never see that.
Every song I've written, I worked tirelessly. There was no easy flowing, no problem. Let me just put this down real quick. It took endless amounts of
it takes
whittling.
Real effort to come up with
boobs.
Boobs.
Right.
Boobs. Yeah. I wish I had a pair on my thighs so
boobs.
I could play with them when I drive. Boobs.
That's an important sentence.
I could not agree more, my friend. I have long pictured you with boobs hanging down off your thighs. You know those rap name generators.
Yeah.
Where you know, they'll sure. list the whole thing. There is a Wu-Tang Clan name generator, and that's where Childish Gambino came from.
Oh, fun.
He used the Wu-Tang Clan name generator and got Childish Gambino, Donald Glover did, and he said...
It works.
It does. We just accept it.
Yeah.
Well, Childish Gambino. All right. Before Panic at the Disco made it big on their own, they were a Blink-182 cover band.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
They would go out and play gigs as a, I don't know, a tribute band to Blink-182.
Well...
Got to start somewhere.
I'm sure those songs are easy enough, and they're probably fun, so their shows were sure. probably a blast.
Oh, let's go see that. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness.
Oh, God.
Who's
Panic? Wait, Panic, though, that's the guy who, he can really sing.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah.
I can't think of his name, but
I love that
really...
song. Didn't he do the song with Taylor?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah. That's I really like that song.
I have the music
video. We play
video.
It. I know. I have the video in my head, too.
And they speak another language, too. I think it's French. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
In that.
And don't they go, like, me?
That's it.
Isn't it me?
What's the name?
Isn't it
you
me?
Never meet someone like me.
I'm pretty sure it's me, right?
Yeah.
Totally
you got it, though.
Name.
We all know what song you're talking about now.
There was just an explosion in Alameda. That was Jane's brain.
Yeah, exploded. It is me.
Because
oh, it is? Brent, okay.
With Brendan Urie.
Okay.
None of her DJs can name an important song that's on our playlist.
Well,
way to go,
look, we haven't heard it in months.
Brain
Stop
farts,
it. Brain
know?
Farts. We're having
just
multiple.
Killed Jane. Super.
Every Zoom screen that I'm looking at is having a brain fart all at the same time.
I got you. Sarah and I were thinking the same thing.
So. Yeah. No, you pulled it. The me-ee-ee thing, yeah. though, was the mm-hmm. key where you got that one. I'm giving points to you on that.
Yeah, she got the name of the song. It's called Me.
Me-ee-ee.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. That's nice. Here's another one of these dumb facts that was in this BuzzFeed thing. Elvis Presley was a natural blonde.
I'm not surprised.
It's hard to see him that way, though, because he was always just the raven-haired guy, but maybe he was like a dark blonde. The song Respect by Aretha Franklin is actually a cover of an Otis Redding song, and she rewrote the lyrics because she wanted it to sound less misogynistic, apparently, and it's now one of the most famous female anthems of all time. So good. This one, I'm sure that we've heard this before. I feel like I've heard this. Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez were both on Barney and Friends at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I knew that.
I knew that they were Barney people. I didn't know that they were on at the same time.
Yeah, that's how they became best friends. And they're both from Texas. And I put best friends in quotes because they're not anymore.
Oh, Texas.
Here's one for you, Vinny.
Oh, they're not anymore.
Yeah. Jimmy, are they in a big fight?
Yeah. I think it was around the Jonas Brothers time. And she was dating Justin Bieber, and they just had a falling out.
Mm. Well, nothing lasts forever.
No.
You know? Jimi Hendrix taught himself how to play the guitar and never learned how to read music. He would have had to teach himself because he actually doesn't even restring his guitar, right? He would just flip it over and... played lefty.
He is a freaking phenom. There's no other way to word it. That guy is beyond belief.
Nicole Scherzinger sang 95% of the vocals that were on the Pussycat Dolls' first album.
I believe that.
Yeah. She was, basically, she was the singer and she had to be in a girl band.
Yeah. And they were just the backup dancers with some names.
Unreal. Geez, I'm out of
she's
time,
she's got her own thing going now besides that TV show, right? Like she's
like X Factor judge, isn't she?
No, she's the masked singer,
yeah,
I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought she had a legitimate solo career now, doesn't
she? Did.
She?
I don't know.
No, she put out a record, didn't she?
Okay. I don't think it was successful compared to the Pussycat Dolls.
Well, the Pussycat Dolls were they were big.
Yeah. Don't you?
Amazing.
Well, it's got the word right there in the title. I mean, it sells itself, right?
Yeah.
Cat,
totally.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I'll get to that story about the selfie accident and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.